Men jag har lärt mig efter många år i Sverige, man kan inte enbart påstå att det är så, förstår du? Man måste ta en kort paus och lägga till exempel. Ja, det gäller enbart Jesus, tycker jag. Ja, exactly. Låt oss nu läsa, eller, I'm sorry, I'm looking at this. We're going to read in Swedish today's Old Testament reading from Jesaja. And we'll have it up on the screen. Amen. I think in the very beginning of this psalm, there's something. Yo. Jag. It's all about God and his son Jesus. God says, this is what I will do. And he did it through Jesus. It's so simple. And that's what makes it so hard. To keep our eyes upon Jesus. But there's grace and the person of the Holy Spirit who make it possible. And when I read this again this morning and I thought about landet. What is the name of that country? Sweden! Tycker jag. Halleluja. En missionsrörelse inom Svenska kyrkan. Vi har så mycket att vara tacksam för. Tycker jag. The word prayer immediately brings a picture to our mind. And the pictures we have, they're called paradigm. They actually lead us. So it's important that we have a right picture. And I want to share for you this morning what I see when I hear the word prayer. And I'm going to use the Bible. Is that okay? Feels like being at home. Hallelujah. The first part of the picture comes from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Jesus is praying for me even when I'm sleeping. And I think he gets more done in me when I'm asleep. Because when I wake up, I want to help him. But that's why he has sent us the Holy Spirit. Because we need so much help. Tikkayag. And for me, this verse, it's the picture I want to have when I heard the word prayer. Jesus is praying for me. Jag kan ta ett kopp kaffe till och på tår innan jag kommer igång. Förstår du? Because amen. Because my new best friend. It's so, I mean, many times we hear the word prayer. But this is all about me. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. Yeah, but Eric, what am I supposed to do? Let Jesus do what he wants to do. The second thing that comes to mind comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 26. C.O. Resenius, in his book, Hus Andacht, says this about verse 26. You can read it. Many times we think, Lord, make me strong so I can pray. But the Holy Spirit says, be weak. I will come. I will pray. I will pray through you. The next verse. The wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit praying is he prays the answer. And the answer in every situation is always the same. More of you, Jesus. More of your grace, Jesus. Because we tend to pray about the problem. When I'm on the way to the garage to get my car fixed, I don't think about what's wrong with the car. I think about the fact someone is going to be able to fix it. Listen, God loves problems. He loves me. I mean, there's so much freedom to know the devil is defeated, so he can't be the problem. God loves me. He can't be the problem. So what's left? My wife. No. Me. And God loves me. And he loves to show me how big he is. He chose to move in the darkest place on the planet. My heart. To show me he is the light of the world. Hallelujah. A little further down in this chapter, we see in verse 34. If our eyes are on Jesus in prayer, and we know that he is praying for us, then when the problems come, we know it can't be the devil, because I'm looking at the Jesus who died on the cross, the one who came to destroy the work of the devil. And when I look at Jesus and I see him praying for me, I don't blame me for the problem because I don't pray enough. Tycker jag. Upplever jag. Påstår jag. Om man får göra det. Ja, vi har EFS, det går bra. Jesus is praying for you. Yeah, but what have I done to deserve it? Nothing. Men vad borde jag göra så att det fortsätter gå bra med mig? Försök inte att hjälpa Gud, tycker jag. God wants to help us believe three words.
Gud vill hjälpa oss att tro tre
ord. It is finished. Jo, men Erik, vet du, man måste be.
Man måste ju be.
Nej, det står inte i skriften. Inte i min bibel. Och när jag tänker på bibelöversättning, ni som har ett Hedegård eller Bojarts, ni som är lite äldre, bevara dem för dina barn. Oh, do it. Yeah, no, make it Swedish. I just like to speak Swedish, even if it isn't. Tack så mycket. But you know, it goes beyond what Paul wrote. We can see in Jesus' life, when he was here on the earth, he was doing the same thing. Let's look at what Luke records in chapter 22, verse 32. Jesus knew exactly what Peter was going to do. He knows exactly what you're going to do. And he's praying for you. You're going to make it. Not because of your prayers. Jag måste komma ihåg, vi är i EFS och jag får inte spränga för mycket. Eller springa, hur är det på svenska? Spränga, that's explode. Springa, that's go. Okej, men ni fattar. De är så snäll. Very civilized. What a picture for us. When we sin, when we miss the mark, depending on what our paradigm is about prayer, we're going to respond. And with my picture of a praying for me the problem, Jesus, I don't have to feel shame. I can feel forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. I'm forgiven. You're praying. You began a good work in me. Lika till. And he also says that when you see me praying for you, you'll be able to go to people in need. And you won't beat them up because they don't pray enough. Men har du bett tillräckligt? The answer is, you can take them by the hand. Look at Jesus. He's praying for you. He wants to lift you. He wants to heal you. Yeah, but what am I supposed to do? Låt din vilja ske. Let him do what he wants. I mean, Peter denied Jesus completely. But it didn't stop Jesus. And Christ is praying for us today. We've read that. Jesus presents himself on our behalf. For everyone who has come to God through him. We've got to meet him. We need to have an experience with him. We must be born again. Rosenius said it also. It's okay. Och det är en stor grej. För att det finns sammanhang idag i Sverige när man får inte eller borde inte predika Jesus som den enda väg. Och glömmer inte att Gud har kallat oss till Sverige som en missionsrörelse inom svenska kyrkan. Och vi får predika om vända sig och personliga tro på Jesus. Och Gud älskar mig så mycket att han tillåter mig att vara bland EFS-are i Piteå. Och även Östersund. Han är nådig. So with this picture of God, when we see what his son is doing, can remain open to receive more of his empowering, life-changing, forgiving grace. There's a Bible verse that I think about with prayer. That even when I am unfaithful, he is faithful. Hello? Jo, det är dags att vakna nu. Hallelujah. Do it doesn't hang on my shoulders, it hangs on his. Oh, han är stor. So with Jesus praying for us, we can say this from the Psalm, Psalm 138. Är det på svenska? Fattar ni vad de skriver? Herren! Inte min bästa kompisar, mig, mig själv och jag. The Lord will complete his work for me. The Lord and his grace and his goodness are without end. Och in min tolkning, här uppe it says, and he will never give up on his problem named Eric. Och
i min personligaste översättning det står det, och han kommer aldrig ge upp med sitt största problem.
Han har köpt mig.
Han har köpt mig.
Och han visste från början han gjorde ett dåligt köp. Amen. Thank you, brother. God is not looking for perfect children. He wants to show that he's a perfect God. Tycker jag. Wow. I want to ask you a question. How did God put you in the race? Well, if you're a true Christian, only one way. Through God's amazing grace. The grace that created the ability to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. What does Paul say in Acts 15? So how do you stay in the race? The same way you get in the race. God puts you in the race. God's grace gives you the power to believe. And he wants to carry you all the way through. And I don't mean he wants to carry us with our nose just above the water. And it's not on the mountaintop. For me, it's 194 centimeters over the water level. His grace wants to take me through life just on top of the waves. And he wants to do it for you. So we don't need swimming lessons. We need Swenglish, I love it. We need his amazing grace to help us do the impossible. Hola blicket po Jesus! Two amens. This place is heating up. That's okay. It's one of those things dumb Americans say. Okay. So let's go back to Hebrews 7:25 and close your eyes if it's okay and just listen to the writer of Hebrews in chapter 7, verse 25. Thank you, Boyarts. And by his grace, I want to close with 1 John 2:1, which I believe emphasizes this. Our advocate, Jesus, is interceding for us. And of course, Romans 8 shows us that the Holy Spirit is praying. We can see that Christ himself is praying in Hebrews 7 and 1 John. And he's doing it when we need it the most. And he's doing it whether you are praying or not. It hangs upon the shoulders of our wonderful Jesus. Father, I just thank you that because of Jesus, we can call you Father. Jesus, I thank you that when we see you, we see the Father. When we see you interceding for us, we see ourselves forgiven through your blood. When we see you, we see the cross that has changed everything in all of human history. G- give us the grace to declare from deep in our hearts, it is finished. Let us go into rest from our works, that we might clearly see you at work in our lives and how you desire to work through us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Спасибо большое. Yeah, from Russia.